us. Forms are unstable. We just don't know. But if the likelihood in you seems to be greater for some reason, that you may not survive for more than a few months, allow that to, one could almost say, force you into presence. Because life has taken time away from you. Life has taken future away from you, which to the ego is the most dreadful thing that could happen to anybody, but is in fact the most wonderful thing that could happen to anybody. Future is taken away, the mind cannot seek refuge anymore in future. You're either in intense suffering or you are forced into intense presence. And I know some people to whom this has happened. One passed away 2 years ago. Another friend of mine is in that situation now. And the friend who passed away 2.5 years ago became radiant in the last few weeks, months of her life. As the body wasted away, you could almost see light coming through her. Peace. And her eyes came totally clear. Oh, what greater thing could happen to a human being than that? Of course, to everyone here in this room, it will come sooner or later, the impending end of this form. And even if you're only 25 now, there's no guarantee that you'll go on to 95 or 100. You may not. So don't wait for life to take future away from you, although when it happens, it's good. Relinquish future as a psychological thing, not on a practical level. On a practical level, you say, okay, tomorrow I'll catch a train. Tomorrow we'll meet here at 9:30 again. Practical level, no problem. Practical future, no problem. Psychological future is the problem. And on that level, you relinquish future, needing to become someone. And so on a practical level, you can do all kinds of new things, explore new things, learn new things, create things, play around with creation, create this or that. But foundation for creation is the inner state of alignment with life. Then what you create is more empowered and will be for the good and not create more suffering. Because what you create out of the egoic state creates more suffering, karmic. So you could build a gigantic corporation out of feeling inadequate. And it has happened. People have built gigantic enterprises and become multi-billionaires and then collapsed of stress. And before they collapsed, they looked and said, what was all that about? And in the meantime, the thousands of employees also were ill with stress and unhappy. So what you create out of the state of alignment will be different from what you create out of ego. And it'll be more empowered. And it'll be different because it'll be in alignment with consciousness, where the whole cosmos is going. And what it is, we don't know. It depends on you. Some may not create anything. You may just be happy sitting there and talking to whoever comes to you. Or you may continue to do your job, but it becomes just a cover for consciousness. You could do the simplest job, like handing out tickets in a cinema. And every person you look at through presence. Here you are. Enjoy the film. Here you are. And you're in continuous meditation. And maybe you'll stay there and change many people's lives. You contribute to something new. It's a seed can come even there. To anybody who has some readiness, even a minimum degree of readiness, that moment can be a trigger. And it will be for some. They will never know it, perhaps, that that moment was the trigger for an inner change. Or it may be that You do that for a while and then life takes you somewhere else. And suddenly you have a group in front of you and say, well, here we are. Which is always a good way to start. It's our job to deepen presence. Just this. To accept what is, to be friendly with what is, and if on the surface of things what is doesn't look so great, you can use a little mantra that a friend of mine came up with when something happens that goes wrong. This too, this also. Meaning, it is my job to say yes also to this, this too. It's always wonderful when little things go wrong during the day. They always do, one way or another. It's beautiful. Because then every time you can find a space, you know, there it is again. Oh, there it is again. And you smile when it happens. Sometimes you get a sequence of four or five things not working as they should. You have a spacious relationship to things that happen then. Compassionate, even towards things that happen or don't happen as they should happen. Compassionate towards life.